Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
G'day, it's Dangerous Dave here. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, they're back next year. So this week, we're giving you Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review. And coming up this afternoon, Glenn Robbins. We had a bone to pick with Mick.
Can I share with you, I've toured with Mick Malloy.
I've been
backstage.
My apologies.
Mick, can I
My
please,
sympathies.
Talking sure. about drinking problems, let me just talk about...
We'll hear from Glenn soon. We've got a bunch of those stories that only happen in America. But up next, the Prince of Darkness. One of the best interviews you'll hear. Mick Malloy with Ozzy Osbourne.
The Prince of Darkness. Ozzy Osbourne once famously bit the head off a bat on stage.
I thought it was one of these rubber bats. I pictured it. It was a real bat. You
know? Was it alive?
Well, it was till I bit the head off it, you know.
Crazy.
And despite selling over 100 million albums and being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, many of us know Ozzy as the dad on the Osbournes just trying to watch TV.
What the
f***
am I doing? I'm stuck on the Weather Channel. Why can't I get a normal TV, man?
Coming back down under next year to headline the Download Festival, you know Ozzy still rocks as hard as ever.
So you listen to a lot of Justin Bieber?
Who the f*** is Justin Bieber?
Good. I like that answer. That's perfect.
Please welcome Ozzy Osbourne.
The great man is on the line now. He's in Chicago on his No More Tours 2 tour, which you're saying should be called what, Ozzy?
Yeah, well, it should have been No More World Tours. I'm still going to do gigs, but I'm going to do countries instead of like going out January and coming home in December doing the world.
All you have to do is a few hit and run tours as opposed to packing your bags for a year and going on the road, yeah?
Yeah.
Mate, I need to ask you a couple of things, and I was reading this the other day. I know you originally got into music because of your fondness for the Beatles. Was that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Beatles would just turn my head around.
How'd you go when you heard the news, as leaked by Paul McCartney, that on occasions they were known to sit around, turn the lights off, and participate in a group wank? Is that impressive?
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's awesome.
Is that the type of thing you do with the boys before a gig?
Yeah, me, dude. I ain't got the energy. I mean, when I heard that, I mean, it kind of like blew my little dream apart, him and John Lennon, having one off the wrist. I mean, that's kind of daring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I have a total respect for them, if that's that's.
I mean, he was like, "What?"
Right. Well, it explains fucking things. Well. Explains things like the White Album, doesn't it?
The White Album got come out of that.
Yeah, that's right.
So the Brown.
The Brown Album. If they release one of those, I'm out. Hey, now I saw your wife, your beautiful wife Sharon, on Stephen Colbert the other night, telling a pretty ripe story. Have a listen.
A few months ago, Ozzy took me out to dinner and we're driving home and I'm like, oh, got a wicked sweat on and my stomach was hurting and I'm like, I've really got to go to the bathroom. I don't know what I just ate. And so we get home and then I'm like, all right, open the door. He goes, I don't have the key. And I'm like, you have to break a window. I've got to get in there. And so Ozzy's trying to break a window and it wouldn't break. And so I'm desperate and the sweat's now pouring off me. It's like this. And I'm like, f*** this. I've got to go now. So I went in the front garden. And then I'm thinking, well, we'll leave it here. And then the next day, the gardener asked to see me and he said, oh, I think that one of your dogs is not well. You need to take them to the vet.
That's a true story.
Yeah. I was about to ask you, do you remember that moment?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's going, open the f***ing door. And I couldn't break the... I got them burglar-proof windows. So I got a rock from the garden trying to smash the window. And then she couldn't... So she went, screw this. And in a bush. And the little gardener guy comes and says, I think there's something wrong with one of the dogs.
She then went on to say that your special treat was when you were in England, you used to go around at the front of hotel rooms where people had their shoes out and you were prone to taking a crap in them. True or false?
That's true as well.
What did you do? Have a bit of spare time on your hands and just thought you'd go and snap one off?
Yeah, I walk out and wipes in my pocket.
Well...
Like instead of a tie, instead of a necktie, I should have worn a toilet roll.
Great man, Ozzy Osbourne, with his band coming down for the Download Festival with Slayer and a torrent of other bands. This is going to be the festival to get involved in. Well done, all.
Okay, God bless, take care.
The bits that came up when we searched the word funny on our archive computer. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
America. Only in America.
America is the greatest country in the world.
This is America.
Greatest country on the planet.
Don't catch you slipping.
Crazy, kooky American public.
God bless America.
Americans. They're crazy.
Yes, indeed, America. Anything is possible. You can get a bomb dropped in your letterbox, or it could be someone telling you you won $1 million overnight in a lottery, or anything in between. We're discussing Only in America stories. Anthony's on the line. Anthony, you got an Only in America story?
How are we going?
Yeah, good.
Good. I was on my honeymoon earlier this year in March in San Francisco.
Yes.
And we were walking past a Walgreens. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the shop or not.
It's like a kind of market, supermarket.
Yeah, that's it. There was a family who walked out as we were about to walk in.
Yes.
They had their dog on the loose, but one of their children had a harness on.
Only in America.
So the dog is free range, but the kid's on a harness.
We've got another caller here, okay, Debbie. Sure. Hello, Debbie. What have you seen Only in America?
When we were in Hawaii for our honeymoon, the table opposite us, a lady was there with her dog who had his own plate of bacon eating it off the plate.
Only in America.
Like a date, sitting on a chair, eating.
Yeah.
Was it a Kardashian or someone I would know?
Did you take a photo, Debbie?
Yeah, we did. Yep, we definitely did.
Good on you. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
The human took a doggy bag and the doggy took a human bag when they left the restaurant. Who knows what's going on?
Brenton.
Right, yeah.
Brenton, what did you see in the US or what do you know about?
Yeah, hi guys. I was there a few years back and I noticed that they had drive-through ATMs, but the worrying thing was that the numbers on the ATMs had Braille on them.
Only in America.
Right, so they've accepted that you could drive your car to the thing,
well,
but maybe
could be
not.
Yes, self-driving car.
Well, okay, even a drive-through ATM has got my.
Yeah, let's get them happening here, baby. Hello, like Nicholas.
It. Hey guys, love the show.
Thanks.
When I was a little bit younger, we went over to Disneyland with the family, mum, dad, brother, and sister, and we noticed there was this larger person, this older woman, and she was in one of those mobility scooters.
Yeah.
It's the only way to get around Disneyland.
Chubby chariot.
Absolutely. And she sort of had this backpack on the back, and she asked someone to pass it around to her, and she had it there. And anyway, she pulled out this massive block of cheese, and she just started eating it like it was a biscuit.
So,
just, you know,
woman on...
Smashed it, yeah.
Woman on mobility scooter with a kilogram block of cheese. At Disneyland.
Only in America.
Okay, that's pretty crazy.
Sounds like my dream come true, to be honest.
All right.
Hello, John. Hello, John.
Jane, how are you?
Yeah, good.
How's it going? Yeah, I was in Seattle about a month ago. And,
yes.
Alaskan Airlines came in, and woman had a dog with a nappy on, and she'd been on the plane.
Only in America.
A dog got off the plane with a nappy.
Yep.
That's ingenious.
Well, it must have been a long-haul flight.
That's how I can finally take my dog on a plane. That's all I want to do is take my dog on a plane.
Might do that. Save me using one of their
flights. I'll get one for you. We'll go down the supermarket and shop.
Grant Hackett's come off a plane like that, I think, at some stage. But
hey, thanks for that, John. Hello, Lee.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, what's happening in America you saw?
We were in New York for the 10th anniversary of September 11th, and we went to the football, and we were watching the game and heard a bit of a buzzing noise, and we turned around and there was a fan tasering another fan.
Only in America.
Good times. How they get the taser in? I want to know.
I think that's a standard. I don't think that's an issue there. I think you're pretty.
They always have a taser.
Standard issue.
Really?
Well, how would they find it in your bag?
Oh.
I've seen your bag.
Leave my bag out of this.
You had a battery in there.
I can inspect a gadget.
I had. Oh yeah.
So no, but had you heard them arguing, or was there an incident that you're aware of?
We just heard a bit of a fuffle behind us. So yeah, it was about three rows behind us. I couldn't believe what was seen. It was amazing.
Look, you know, it's footy. Yeah. You go along, you get overexcited, someone gets tasered. You forget about it when you leave the ground, though, don't you? As long as you don't hold a grudge.
That's right, you move on.
I like it.
Time for one more. I reckon we'll go to Fiona.
How you going, guys?
Hey, Fiona, how you going? What do you see?
I was in the lineup at McDonald's one day.
Where were you?
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl behind me, it was during the time of Lent. So yes. Coming up Easter, and they give something up, and this girl had given up meat. And she asked her friend, "Do you think there's any meat in a McChicken?"
Only in America.
Well, yeah. It could be a good question.
well, no, it's pretty much real chicken.
All right.
She asked the question.
All right. And we lost our last caller who was offered.
We went into
an ice cream shop and they had it. Ice cream by the gallon.
Yes.
Was that Andrew? Andrew, are you there?
Hi, Andrew.
I may have just told your story, but is that true?
Yeah, but the funny thing was when I went in there, all the gallon tops of the ice cream was mushrooming out of the bucket, so the top was just sitting on top. And so you take it home, you could saw the top off the ice cream, get a full bowl of ice cream before you could even get the lid back on.
Oh, I love it.
From the overflow.
Yeah, but unbeknownst to me, because it was a ski resort in the altitude, it expands. Oh, but I just thought, God bless America.
One more quickly, Robin. What did you see?
Probably one of my favourites is a massive billboard at the side of one of the freeways advertising machine guns for hire.
Okay.
I think we have a winner.
While Mick and Jane binge some Netflix on the couch, here's another highlight we've found in the archive. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Glenn Robbins' characters are some of the most loved in Aussie history. From the Comedy Company days...
Oh, it's your Uncle Arthur, isn't it? I don't have a guess where I am.
...to Mickey's boy band mate, Benny G.
You could be the first to tap the rivers of gold that are mature age boy bands.
...to the best husband in the land.
In your period, I still do things to me.
Oh, stop it.
Please welcome Glenn Robbins.
I was watching Kath and Kim the other night. It was on Channel 9. And I thought, I'll just watch 5 minutes. Oh, I'll just watch 10 minutes.
I know.
It was the episode. Oh, welcome to the show, Glenn.
Well, thanks, Glenn. Lovely to be here. Yes.
First time ever on Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, loving it. Loving it most of the time, and I'll get to that.
Okay. It was the episode where Kath and Kel met. And started dating for the first time. It's when it was that first blossom of true love.
Yeah.
I did a scene with you because I played Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pools on a couple of occasions.
He's Kath's ex-husband.
So there was a bit of tension there, which wasn't hard to manufacture between me and Glenn.
Hang on.
But I still remember to this day, though, the funniest, it wasn't an argument, but it was a discussion about how wide the front of your kimono should be for comic effect, because we were walking out of the bedroom, or so I was walking out, or you were walking out of the bedroom, and you're going, no, just give it another half an inch. It's like that gap at the back for the hospital gown where you go, what is the actual comedy length?
Whether it's the full crack or not.
But we had a very tense conversation that went about 25, 30 minutes.
I had the same with Jeffrey Rush because he was wearing the shorty shorts.
He played your neighbours.
And I'm about to do a scene that he wasn't in, and he's standing behind me looking for that reassuring nod from me. And I turned around, there he was dressed like me, and I've gone, just pull him a little bit more.
There is an art, there is a science to it. And the other bit about that episode was when I went to Afghanistan and I was being chaperoned around by the SAS and the commandos, and we were at an airbase and waiting for a plane, a C-31, to be taken out in the country. They said, we've got a minute, so go and put on a DVD. Someone's come back, I've got one here, it's Kath and Kim. I go, please don't be the kimono. They put it on. I'm surrounded by killers. I'm surrounded by the greatest gunslingers in the world, and I waltz out in a kimono.
Now, listen.
Glennie, yes, you're a bit angry with Mick.
Well, I was driving home the other day, loving the show, listening to Santo, and you guys have a chat. I listen to the show every day, and it's fun. And then I heard this.
Glenn Robbins is a two-pot screamer. Have you ever seen Glenn Robbins? He goes, it's so funny, you can see the guy physically get drunk. He'll have a glass of beer, and you go, oh, here it goes. I start ringing my mates. He's on his second.
And he says, I'm feeling it a little up.
By the time he gets to the bottom of his second beer, he's goofy.
I call that workplace bullying.
No.
That's right, is it, Mick?
Truth is a defence, I'm afraid, Glenn Robbins. Can I
share with you? I've toured with Mick Malloy.
Mm. Wow, I pity you.
Backstage.
My apologies.
Mick, can I please? Talking about drinking problems, can we talk about the discussion we would have every night before you went on stage of the VB ratio? Which was, he would look with fear in his face. He'd say to me, Do I have it now? Do I have a whole one now? And then have a half one when I walk out? Will I finish the whole one now? Will I go to the second? Because when I go to the third, because I don't want to get too drunk by the third. It was
a toucan strategy, but the toucan strategy meant two before walking on stage with your third. That was the perfect preparation.
Oh, that doesn't sound good to me.
I tell you what doesn't work.
What?
A seven can strategy.
Exactly.
So you've toured together. I know that for a fact for many years.
Okay, well, can I just...
And you're good buddies, you two.
No, you're not going to get any stories in here. I know where you're going. Can I tell you about the Sharon Stone incident? Can I tell you about that?
Yes. Okay.
We're in a hotel together. I get a call before we go to the theatre. Mick goes, can you come around to my room? I'm going, oh no, what's going to happen here? He's going to be in a kimono ready to give it a bit of Sharon Stone. Anyway, I go around there and Mick goes, can you iron my shirt for me?
Oh my hell.
And then he goes,
oh my God, did you really?
Yeah, I did.
You are a disgrace.
Can you put a load of washing on for me?
No! I was desperate.
You put a load of washing on for him.
Let's see what I have to put up with.
And then he went to the toilet and I had to do, you know.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Now, a little ears warning here. The next conversation might get a little ripe, a little adult, if you will. Check this out. Celebrities behaving badly.
Absolutely outrageous.
Kennedy Malloy's.
Who do they think they are?
Celebrities behaving badly.
Wow.
I was going to leave the studio, but I've decided to hang in there.
I mean, you may as well see what it's all about.
Yeah, I may as well.
Put up your hand if you want to ask any questions.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so listen, the Beatles, they're legendary. They've done it all.
Yep.
They're probably the biggest band the world has ever seen.
Yep.
Paul McCartney, of course, he's the biggest living Beatle.
Mm.
He's around. He's done a new candid interview with GQ. And you know what I reckon the editor of GQ has said to the journalist?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've interviewed this guy a lot.
We know everything about him.
We know everything about him. See if you can't get something.
Got to be another angle.
Something. See if you can't get something fresh. Something we...
All right. So he has a good thing.
We haven't heard before. Something we may not know about.
Okay.
And the journalist's gone, good-o, leave it with me. So in a new and bracingly candid interview with GQ, the singer, Paul McCartney, and bassist behind some of the biggest hits of all time, admitted that, at least once, he and the boys gathered around to turn off the lights for a bit of a group wank.
Oh.
What?
I think is the best way I can...
What do you mean? They turn off the lights and they... What?
Nah.
Well...
The Beatles?
The Beatles?
John and Paul?
If they had a bit of
Ringo.
Spare time,
Ringo,
and they're in the studio and they're knocking out a couple of tracks... And you go, tools down, well, tools up.
Okay.
And they've got together and they've sat around in the dark and had a, got a, with a,
is this something? Ruga. Is this something boys do?
Personally, I reckon it was just a plot to get rid of Yoko. spent a bit of time with that Yoko.
Hang on, Yoko,
we're having a group wank. Okay. Sorry, Yoko, I'm going to have to. Ask you to leave?
Dave, are you telling me this is a thing that when men get together and they want a male bond, they all sit around and they go.
Hey, me and Dave do
strides
it.
Down.
Me and Dave do it during songs sometimes.
That's right.
You better not.
We don't even turn the lights on.
Hey, you better not.
If this is what the Beatles were doing, imagine what the Rolling Stones were up to. I don't believe that album Sticky Fingers in a whole new light.
Come
on. Hey, guys, don't go in that studio. don't go in the studio. Cream are putting down a new album.
No. That's terrible.
Well, that is.
What?
Well, what goes
But listen, I've just seen. I've just got the story.
Everything I look at now makes me look at the Beatles in a different way.
Yeah.
You know that Abbey Road cover? Off for a group wink.
Walking across the thing.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, the White Album.
Mick Malloy.
What?
Come on, you're going to get into trouble.
Red card.
It's all a bit of fun, as long as one's going to go. In fact, there are a few Beatles songs I have to say to you that I won't be able to listen to in quite the same way again.
Like what? Come together. Well, I think we know now. Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, closer.
I wanna hold your hand. Yes, here we go.
No thanks.
I don't know why. It seems sus. Isn't it good? All right.
It's given me a whole
There it is. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Jane.
Norwegian Wood was my favourite, by the way.
I'm very upset.
Looking back at the bits that made us laugh and the things we couldn't believe they said, this is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Coming up this hour, Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review, Andy Lee drops Rob Sitch right in it, and Rob and Jane hash it out on air.
I thought you took twins to Japan and you bought a watch.
Yeah, I did.
They were a cover.
We're going to give you our favourite callers of the year. But right now, it's the song that, you're going to hate us. It drove parents nuts, Baby Shark.
You have come across something.
I have come across something. And it's been a long time since I've had little kids. But some of the mums I know have been whinging, who've got little kids, have been whinging about a viral song that their children are singing. Right. And I know what it's like. It's very annoying when kids pick on something. you might or you might not have heard this song, and it's called Baby Shark. Let's have a listen. Yeah, okay, so it goes Daddy.
It has a bit of that, doesn't it?
A bit of Funky Town. It then goes Grandma, Grandpa. Then we all go hunting. It's had 3.3 billion hits on YouTube.
Billion?
Billion.
Wow. Oh, man.
There's quite a few versions of it. And, in fact, a heavy metal band's done a version.
Have they?
Do you want to hear it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch of versions.
We've been knocking around down the studio and just knocking something up where to think may or may not be appealing. This could be $3 billion.
Yeah.
How many
3.3 billion hits.
Yeah. Well, I think this is similar, not the same.
Okay. I don't think this will annoy anyone at all. Mick Malloy, do 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 do. Mick Malloy, do 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 do. Mick Malloy, do 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 do. Mick Malloy.
Dentist Jane, do 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 do
Oh, stop it.
Okay.
Oh,
for God's
right.
sakes.
Wowee.
Wow.
That's a load of fun.
Nick's Parker's ass on the couch till January. And Jane's popped over to France for some big strawberries. So we're playing their highlights. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
We've loved all the calls. Everyone that rings through to the show, we love you being a part of it. And we're going to put together a montage of our favourite callers of the year. And this one's got to do with workplaces.
Rick, what have you done? Where did you work and what did you see?
It wasn't actually me, but I witnessed it. I was in the Navy for many years,
yep.
And one of our ships, we had to do what they call a full speed trial, where they go flat out for about an hour. A couple of the engineers on board were very keen water skiers, so they convinced the captain to water ski behind a 4,500-ton ship.
Oh, mate.
And what made it even worse was they blew a boiler as they were doing it, and the engineer was at the back getting towed as he was getting hit with bits of brick. He didn't even explain how he blew the boiler.
At least he could say he was first on the scene.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't. He was far behind.
A legendary story, Rick. Thank you for that. That's a ripper. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Good. Yeah. What happened to you at the workplace?
Oh, well, when I was an apprentice, I used to get in the van. If I peeved off the plumber that I was working with, I used to get a bit of a zap with a taser.
He didn't
just zap me in blatant sight. He used to hook up two wires to the taser probes, and then he'd hook those wires up to the springs in the van seat. And so I'd hear this clicking. I wouldn't know what the noise was until all of a sudden I know my nuts and everything else start getting zapped. And I'd sling my whole body, we'd hit the roof of the van.
Oh, this is unacceptable behaviour, by the way.
Yeah, so I...
Sorry, Jason.
Jason, how'd you work out what was going on? How'd you finally crack it?
Because I basically felt...
Maybe a giveaway, Jay.
He thought it was hilarious. I ended up throwing my lasagna at him because I didn't know what was going on. I jumped out of the car at the lights, and then he pulled the wire out and said, no, it's all right, it's safe to get back in.
We better give you a prize, Jason. Have you recovered?
And I think chucking lasagna at someone's a little beyond the pale, even if they are electrifying your nuts at the time.
As long as it wasn't too hot. Nigel, what happened at a work function?
A long time ago. I was only a young fella, and Dad had been drinking and that, and him and the boss had an argument over who was going to be the Santa and everything, and ended up outside the hall.
Got physical.
A punch-up.
Between
your dad and the boss.
Your dad and the boss. About who's going to play Santa. Why, and what happened?
Oh, there was no Santa that year.
Chris.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Talk us through it. What line of work?
Where do you work?
I work in a prison.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the line you reel out every day?
All right. I say to him, if you don't like it, leave. Oh, that's right. You can't.
Goes down well, does it, Chris?
Yes.
Do you say that on the other side of the gate?
Wow.
No. We're out there with him.
Yeah.
It's only because I've got a captive audience, you know.
Oh, he's on fire. He's saying this in his riot gear.
Hello, Carla.
Hi, how you going, team?
Really good.
What's your job?
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, my job's a funeral director. Ooh, and I guess you can tell what I'm going to say.
No, help us.
My line is, I see dead people. Or, you know, the old standard, people are dying to see it.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. You
know, no complaints.
Carla, you can do a stand-up gig, I think.
Good on you, Carla.
Thank you, Carla.
I should give her a prize.
Yeah, prize pack for Carla as well.
Ian?
I'm actually a butcher by trade.
Yeah.
And we were very selective of who we said this to, but when they come in, the customers come in, we'd say, please to meet with meat to please you.
Because butchers are pretty, they by trade have to be quite a comical, entertaining, big noise in the room.
100%.
That's traditionally been it.
Ian, is it a hard place to meet like women, if you were a butcher, or is an easy one? There's some jobs.
Very easy.
Okay.
Butchers, yeah.
No, but you know what? There's a...
What, an apron covered in blood? Isn't a turn-off for the chicks these days?
Those hats are sexy.
Hey, don't hang it on the butcher's hat.
Yeah. I mean, there was, when you see male strippers, there's airline pilots, yeah, exactly. There's army guys, there's never a butcher. There's never a guy.
Fireman comes in.
Fireman comes in. You
but a butcher's apron with the little bum hanging out the Jane. Back. That could work.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
Hello, Andy.
I know you love golf. Yes. You were playing, was it yesterday,
yep,
with Jane's other half, Rob.
Yeah,
Rob Sitch.
Playing with Rob.
You and Rob played together, took the chockies. And
yes, we took down Aaron Finch.
Oh, good.
Great. I think he's the Australian's 2020 captain.
I'm and, sure he's thrilled to hear that.
Dan Christian also.
And you said Rob was putting well.
He putts well.
I didn't even know that he putts well.
Oh, he does.
Does he?
I think it's because very good putter.
It's the putter, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You and I are saying this with a smile.
Oh, Jane, this is one of the...
Why are you laughing?
What's happening?
This is one of the great putters.
What do you mean? Is a putter a putter?
I looked at the putter and went...
You need to take a loan out to get this would be like a home loan to get.
This is his new putter.
Yes. Do you aware of how much this putter
costs? No.
He flew to Japan to get it. You can't get one in Australia.
It's a gallery edition Scotty Cameron. You cannot get him.
What do you mean?
You can't get him outside of America.
How much are you talking?
Only in this one store in Tokyo outside of America you get
it. Write it down.
I believe.
I think it costs.
Oh, this didn't show up on your joint account?
No.
Well, because the funny thing is, because I recall having a conversation with him once, I think he got done on the conversion.
Yes.
I think he got the conversion wrong.
He got stung.
He got stung, but decided to go ahead with it anyway.
Actually, he deserves a bit of credit here, Jane, because he got the decimal point wrong in the yen conversion or whatever it is. And he's gone, I'm on for a steal here. I can't believe I'm getting these.
Oh.
So he said, I'll get two more and I'll get them for my mates, right? So he's at the counter. And that's when it dawned on him that he shouldn't be buying three of them. He shouldn't even be buying one of them. But he was too deep.
I hope you got some frequent flyer points. Did you get any frequent flyer points?
Do you know what? Strangely, a calm has come over me because it might have been a few purchases I've made.
Oh. All right.
One back.
We should declare an amnesty. We should declare.
That's good.
This will be your $10,000 handbag.
It is. I did Jane, not. I will
know
say.
It is. I've know
I
it
have
is.
Not bought a handbag ever.
Oh, come on.
For $10,000. Who you does are, that? I have not.
Close?
And stop saying that. Not even close. How
have you seen
dare
it?
You?
The handbag? It's like a bookie's bag.
It is not anywhere near it.
All right. Well, you're all up to the same kind of mischief.
Yeah.
Andy Lee there dropping Rob Sitch right in it. And Rob's right of reply a couple of days later. We're going to hear that right after this. It's Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
I would say a well-earned break, but it is Mick and Jane that we're talking about here. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
We had a lovely guest in the other day, Andy Lee, who is always great. Well, I thought he's a bit rude about your other half,
Rob
Sitch, your boyfriend.
He wasn't rude about him.
He brought to the table the idea that he has a Scotty Cameron gallery putter, and I nearly dropped off.
Hang on, just backtrack. He let out the fact that Rob has a new putter that I didn't know about.
Well, you didn't know about. Well, I didn't know about either. And I virtually fell off this stool when I heard, because these things are
rare. What are we talking? Rare. Sort of lots of zeros on the end.
Oh, mate.
For a putter? Really?
Pay with, you know, those giant novelty checks? Yes. That's how, when you buy one of those, that's what you hand
I don't believe it, because Rob wouldn't do that.
Any other person I know.
No, he wouldn't go and do and buy something of a big, fat amount without asking me.
The only other person I know who uses one is Trump. Anyway, we had a discussion about it on the show. Here's how it went down. This is one of the great putters.
What do you mean?
Probably
is it a putter, a putter?
I looked at the putter and went,
you need to take a loan out to get one of these. This would be like a home loan to get.
This is his new putter.
Yes. Are you aware of how much this putter
costs?
No. He flew to Japan to get it. You can't get one in Australia.
It's a gallery edition Scotty Cameron. You cannot get him.
What do you mean?
You can't get him outside of America.
How much are you talking?
Only in this one store in Tokyo outside of America you get
it. Write it down.
I believe.
I think it costs.
This didn't show up on your joint account?
No.
Yeah.
I'm really
Did you take it up with Rob at all?
Well, look, when you're in a long-term relationship, Nick, and you're the mature one, you wait until you buy something really expensive.
Like a $10,000 handbag.
Listen, that didn't happen.
All right.
You wait to bring it up. So I haven't really touched base with him about it yet.
He's on the line. G'day, Rob. How are you, mate?
What?
Hello, Michael. Hello, Jane.
Hello, mate.
Isn't a putter just a putter.
Oh.
How dare you?
I beg your pardon. Listen, I thought you took twins to Japan and you bought a watch.
They were a cover.
What is this talk of an expensive? Why isn't it putter expensive for a start?
It was very innocent. I walked in. It's the only one shop in the world outside of California. I walked in, and they had handmade putters for Jordan Spieth under glass.
Wow!
And like another one, which was like made of depleted plutonium or something. And I'm walking around and I'm going, all right, this is my treat. For the
Can trip. I just ask a question? Where were the children at this stage?
In the car.
I can't remember.
Okay, go on.
I think they were with the concierge.
Okay.
And so I've gone, look, I'll get one. But I looked at them and they were such unbelievable value. I thought I'd get one for a few of my friends. I was going to bring one out for Mick.
Oh, well.
And as I'm pulling this thing out with, literally was made for Jordan Spieth and one for me and one, I'm standing there and I'm going, hey, wait a second. Have I got the decimal point right? And as I'm standing with four putters, I pulled out that little app you've got on your phone.
Yeah, you've done, and I've realized, the sums.
And the answer was no, I didn't have the decimal point. It was going to cost $20,000.
What? So that's four putters. So how much one cost?
Oh, come on, Jane. Don't do the maths
it's
on this.
It's a bit of metal with a thing on the end. It's a stick.
How dare you?
What? Amy, oh, well, that's all right. No, go ahead,
just
mate.
Just so I know, Rob, how much were the broomsticks? The broomstick putters. That would be
out of respect for our relationship, I put three of them back.
Well, that's very big of you. Do you know what? That actually, this whole experience makes me really happy.
I think she might have something to confess as well, Rob.
Well, no, not to confess, but I can probably do.
Is that you saying that just like putters are putters, handbags are handbags?
I'm moving on from handbags.
You know what I reckon we'll see later on tonight? It'll be, you know, like that scene where Tiger Woods' wife chased him out of the house and put a club through his windscreen as he lay conscious behind the wheel. This could happen at the situation.
Mick, I would say this. Hit me, but don't use that part.
I'll
tell you what though, Mick, it was Mick and Jane, it was all worthwhile taking on two elite sportsmen the other day and watching, you know, a 4 foot putt raining.
You and Andy very happy with yourselves.
You got the play out music.
Hey, all right.
Hey, good on you, Sitchy.
You've also left two clubs in the rain, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks, Mick. Hey, thanks for having my back.
Yeah, no, mate, I've always got your back. Mate, when Andy popped into you, I said no, mate.
Thanks, Rob, for the call.
Bros before hoes, we always say.
Bros before hoes.
Long-time listener.
Oh, good on you. Mate. See ya.
See ya.
Rob Sitch there joining us on Kennedy Malloy.
You're sitting on something, aren't you? What have you done?
Oh, don't worry.
You could trump that easily.
We got house renovations coming up, so.
While the guys take a break, we're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Jane, I think it's time. Can we do this? Take a quick trip down memory lane and do a review of the year that was.
Hi, Mick and Jane. Welcome to Couples Counselling. Now, we're just going to spend some time examining your relationship this year, talking through some of the issues, laying it all bare, hopefully resolving some of those little niggles so that we can all go into holidays in a positive frame of mind, okay? But first, I just want you to remember that this is a safe space. So if there's anything bugging you, anything at all, I encourage you to just let it out.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Good, Jane. That's great. Expressing how you feel is really important. I wonder, whatever did happen to that phone?
Hey, that was a good app, wasn't it? Find my phone.
Yeah, find my junkie. That's what it should be called.
Okay, now, Mick, I know technology can be a trigger for you. How do we both think Mick's gone with his new phone this year?
This is Mick trying to get his phone to operate, and he goes, hello, Anthea. Silence. Oh, hang on. What's the name? Oh, Alexa.
Oh.
Oh, hang on. That's right. I've got Siri, haven't I? Siri. Hey, Siri.
Siri, okay. What are we doing?
I don't know, Ricky.
Okay, I'm sensing some tension between you two. Let's focus in on that.
He slagged me off. I covered for you.
You told the crowd to boo when I came on stage.
All right, okay, I hear you, Jane. Now, Mick, do you have any examples of inappropriate behaviour?
Can I tell you what she did on day one? She pulled up in her car, she got out, and she threw her keys to the security guy. True or false?
Michael.
Oof.
Oh.
Don't like the sound of
no,
Michael.
No, well, nor should you.
Why?
Well, okay, so this lashing out, it doesn't all stem from a certain magazine article in front cover where you weren't mentioned, does it?
Look at the headline, In Fine Voice. And it's a big, bolshy Jane Kennedy, like... Get out of my way,
sisters.
Yeah,
that's me. That's me all over.
Look at this. Jane travels regularly to Paris with girlfriends for a dose of sanity. There's nothing like drinking champagne at 9 a.m. with your friends, followed by eating a baguette and then shopping for some saucepans and crockery.
Ooh, la, la.
To take home. Yeah, and maybe pick up a $10,000 handbag is my information.
All right, enough negativity. Shake it out. Let's bring the mood up with a bit of a song. Jane, why don't you take it away?
I look in the mirror and I can see there's no one as lovely in the world as me.
You know what that sounds like? Julie Andrews' sad, less talented sister.
All right, that didn't work. I do want you to remember the good times, though, from this year. You know, the generous moments.
I've made a little tribute for you, do you mind? I've just put together a little musical tribute. I've been whacking away down in...
Steady.
I've been...
Busy as a beaver.
This is not going well. We are all in a lot of trouble already.
And Jane, remember that lovely chamber pot you bought for Mick?
It's an antique. It used to belong to a 93-year-old woman.
Oh, yuck.
And I want to ask you one favour.
What?
Keep it in the studio.
You are not going to move.
I'm going to keep it in the studio.
You're not going to use it
before
in the studio.
Before the show is over.
No, no, don't upset me.
I am going to christen the chamber pot.
You're not going to christen the chamber pot. No, not
point,
this
give
video.
It to me.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you get it engraved?
Such a thoughtful present. And then, Mick, you go and steal Jane's bomber jacket and take it to the strippers.
And one of the lasses, she was wearing it. Her long blonde hair all over it.
Well, not real.
Oh, wow. You.
All right, I think there might be other things at play here. Let's talk about relationships. Would anyone like to acknowledge a crush they might have?
Jane's just had taken a shine to Ryan Girdler in here.
Beg your pardon. You are not to say that on air. Oh, Maddie.
I get a blood test first of all.
Yes. I wonder how Prince Edward would feel about all this cheating.
You'll probably get a dick pic back then. That's how times have changed.
Stop ruining my chances. Yeah.
You know what you should do? Write to Prince Philip. He'll have a crack.
And Mick, is there anyone you've had your eye on this year?
Simone Holtz-Nagel.
What is it?
Simone Holtz-Nagel.
You've said it five times now.
Holtz-Nagel.
Now let's talk about addiction and coping mechanisms, because remember, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
Do you know what he had?
What?
He had a soft white roll filled with twisties.
How old are you?
I was a ripper.
Was it good?
An absolute
that
ripper.
That is ridiculous.
No, seriously, I'm thinking of having another one.
And Mick, is there any behaviour you've noticed from Jane?
We have a bar fridge in our office. It must have been locked. Who knows
that a bar fridge locks? Not me.
Well, someone from the team saw you here, Whitney, said you were pretty much, you had a nervous tic going on, like your eye was buzzing. I walked in and you'd fogged up the window.
Look, we're fast running out of time on our session today, and there certainly is a lot to unpack. I mean, we haven't even touched on Jane's issue with people crapping in her loo.
You'd seen what I'd seen in my life.
But I'm just going to have to cut to the chase here and ask you, Jane, what is your problem with people wearing PJs to the breakfast buffet?
I think we have to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you?
I know, I just felt so relaxed.
Is that how you talk around the house?
Yes.
Yeah, it seems to be a pattern, because that wasn't your only potty mouth incident this year, was it? What about that time you spoke to Dave and Taylor from the Fooies?
Dave and Taylor, I would like to you guys.
She's Louise.
Seriously, the only other person I
was Alice Cooper.
What is going on?
All right, let's just wrap this up. Jane, how would you like to sum up this relationship and this year?
We joke about our relationship with each other. Often we're a bit, you know, silly about, you know, I often think you're an idiot.
Gee, you can be a bitch.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.